tip of their toes.
To their toe.
I know you're surprised that I have already done Havdalah.
No, yes, I am. Why? Am I late?
No.
Oh, well, okay.
Perhaps a few minutes, but not really. No, I just thought with Hanukkah that we would do a Hanukkah lighting.
Okay. Well, we've already done Havdalah here at home, but I wanted to try to be, you know, on the prayers because we keep having company. I don't know what's going on at my house, but I'm not able to have a regular schedule. Well, I never had one anyway, so I don't know why I'm saying that, but
I understand. I believe somebody joined us.
Okay.
So, as I was saying, our Havdalah tonight is going to be the candle lighting, because I wanted to do a little bit of a study. So, please mute your phones to avoid the static by pressing *6. Thank you. So, tonight we are lighting the first candle. And this is bringing us the light of Bina into the vessel of Malchut. My minhag is to light the candles and then to say the blessings, which I have done, meaning I have lit the candles. Baruch Ata Aleph to Taf to the Hay of Malchut. Adonai Yohewahe Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Lehadlik Ner Chanukah. And those who have heard the blessing should say Amen. And as a meditation, as a kavanah, we should realize that the first letters of these last three words, Lamed Nun Chet, has a gematria of 88. And when we add the kolel, becomes 89, which is the gematria of Hanukkah. Hanukkah has the light of Mashiach, the light of the Hanukkah, which is the light of the Organus, the concealed light, the light that was created on the first day of creation and then concealed. That's why it's called the hidden light. And it comes out every Hanukkah, these 8 days. Why 8 days? On a physical level, because of the miracle. On a spiritual level, to connect to the light of Bina. Lamed Nun Chet is a healing sequence that connects us to the light of Hanukkah, the Organus. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohewahe Eloheinu Melech HaOlam She'asah Nisim La'avoteinu Bayamim Hachem Bazman Hazeh. Those who heard the blessing, it's recommended strongly that you say Amen. Baruch Ata Ad. Adonai, Yohei Wahei, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Shehecheyanu V'kiyamanu V'higiyanu Lazman Hazeh. And it's recommended everyone who heard the blessing say Amen. Now, in most families, the children are taught to play dreidel, or to open gift presents, or to eat various items that are fried in oil, or connected to oil, or cheese, some in many different ways. But we are going to be studying tonight. And the handout for that particular study is available on the unique astrological pages which is, the link can be found underneath the two pictures on any of the Yeshem web pages. And then scroll down to where you see the 25th day of Kislev. And that's where we will begin reading. The first night of Hanukkah, always, as the parasha of Miketz within these 8 days. The parasha reading of the Torah for Shabbat Hanukkah is always, and let me repeat this, always the parasha of Miketz. In all of the parashiot readings during the year, the sages only gave us a mnemonic, a memory tool, for the number of phrases. In this parasha, Miketz, there are different words, mnemonics, for the number of verses, but there is also, for the first time, a teaching of the number of words. It's the first time and the only time in the Tanakh that the number of words is specified by the sages. The Hebrew word that translates as word also translates as thing. It's daber. The gematria of daber is 206, one less than the Hebrew word for light, which is 207. When we remember that there are 2,025 words in the parasha of Miketz, we have a hint to the holiday of Hanukkah. How does 2,025 hint to Hanukkah? The holiday of Hanukkah relates to the Hebrew word ner, with its gematria of 250. When we light 8 candles, or lights, on the 8 nights, which are the longest, darkest nights of the year, we have 8 times 250, which is 2,000. And when we add the 25th day to this total, we get our hint in the number 2,025. The translation of the name Miketz is from the end. One way to understand darkness, as in the longest nights of darkness, is to realize that it is always the darkest before the dawn, which is before the light of the sun rises. This is what happens during the holiday of Hanukkah, as we will come to realize during our 8 days of contemplation, our 8 days of connection to the Chashmonai, the 8 days of calculation. Learn about Hanukkah like a child. As a child, we learned that there was a miracle associated with the 8 days of Hanukkah, related to the oil that burned in the temple for 8 days, when there was only found 1 day's worth of lighting oil. This oil lasted 8 days, we are told, as children. Actually, we learn as adults that this is not truth. It does not take 8 days to get the oil from Mount Olive, which is a few minutes away, and is filled with olives, which are harvested in Cheshvan and Kislev. This is the hint to us to study like a child about Hanukkah with joy and happiness, and by playing games and singing like children. Learn this lesson well, since being a child teaches us to trust our parents, trust Hashem, in addition to our actual physical parents. The miracle of Hanukkah as taught to children. In the Second Temple era, the Greek sovereignty decreed many terrible decrees upon the Jewish people and did not allow them to involve themselves in Torah, learning, or mitzvah observance, with hopes of making them forget the mitzvot of the Torah. Additionally, the Greeks entered the Beit HaMikdash and inflicted much damage and disrepair upon it. All this caused tremendous anguish to the Jewish nation, until Hashem had mercy on them and brought about salvation to Israel through the sons of the Chashmonai, the high priests who defeated and annihilated the Greeks and eventually appointed a member of their own priestly family as king. The Bnei Yisachar, a sage of Israel, wrote and notes how the Chashmonai priests helped to undo the terrible decrees against keeping a calendar, Chodesh, observing the Sabbath, Shabbat, and doing circumcision, Milah. The initial letters, Chet, Shin, Mem, form the root of the word Chashmonai, hinting to their generational tikkun, their correction. When the Chashmonai family entered the recently ruined temple and wished to light the pure menorah, only one container of pure olive oil, shemen, enough to last for only 1 day, was found. My delay is due to my computer right now. I don't know why it's not scrolling, but it will eventually. Sorry for the delay, but it's coming. my commentary. In the story of Hanukkah, there was a priestly family called Maccabees, consisting of a high priest and five sons. This high priest refused to follow the directions of the Greek Syrians, who were trying to destroy the religion and culture of Judea. He and his sons escaped to the mountains of Judea and rebelled against the Greek Syrian government. In many stories, they are referred to as the Maccabees, and in other writings, they are referred to as the Hashmonai. As discussed above and below, these terms are codes for many ideas that relate to the holiday of Hanukkah. The government of the children of Israel, based on Torah, consists of three components: the kingship, the judicial branch, and the priests, the spiritual level. Only twice in the history of the children of Israel were these three levels held by one person. This was Moshe, and the second time was after the defeat of the Greeks by the Maccabees, the Hashmonai family. Continuing with our Hanukkah discussion. Nevertheless, Hashem performed a miracle and the flames of the menorah kindled for eight Shemona, that's eight in Hebrew, consecutive days until they were able to procure more olives in order to produce more pure olive oil. The day that the single container of pure oil was found was the 25th of Kislev, and thus the sages of that generation established these 8 days, beginning with the 25th of Kislev, as days of thanksgiving and joy. Furthermore, they established that candles should be lit every one of these eight nights in order to publicize this miracle. These days are called Hanukkah. Note, the Heshbon, which translates as accounting or calculating, we find in the Hanukkah miracle. Heshbon hints to the Hanukkah miracle with Chodesh, Shabbat, Brit, and Ness. The spelling word of Heshbon, calculate, is spelled Chet, Shin, Bet, Nes, Nun. And these four letters relate to the Chodesh, the Shabbat, the Brit, and the Nes. On the 25th day of Kislev, enough oil to last for 1 day miraculously lasted for 8 days. The 8 days are the 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, the first and second day of Tevet. This year, there is no 30th day. This holiday, established by the sages, strangely begins at the end of the month and then continues through and ends in the next month. This is not the place or showing any connections whatsoever with that rueful date of the 25th of the solar month, the eve of which many refuse to study Torah. Rather, according to the Jewish tradition, during the year of creation, the fall equinox fell on the 25th day of Elul. Fascinatingly, 3 months from this day is the 25th day of Kislev, the first night of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the symbolic winter solstice, although the date of the winter solstice varies from year to year on the Jewish lunar calendar. Because the winter solstice fell on the 25th of Kislev in the year of creation, The first day of Hanukkah is thus the darkest day of the year, and the day from which darkness begins to retreat and the light begins to increase. This dark time calls for us to do a cheshbon, hanefesh, an accounting of oneself. For it is known that the work we began in the Chodesh HaCheshbon, the month of accounting, Elul, through Tishrei of the high holidays, through the month of Cheshvan, is completed on Zot Hanukkah, the eighth day of our holiday. The same time we are doing a Cheshbon Chashmonai, an accounting of the days, the Chashmonai priests witnessed Hashem's miracle on each of the 8 days. We also should be doing a Cheshbon HaNefesh, a spiritual accounting of what we still need to do to complete our return to the endless world. It is said in Hasidic teachings that we have 8 days to fix what needs repair. And I am adding, there are sages that teach that the connection between the days of Av and Rosh Hashanah and Hoshana Rabbah actually ends on Zot Hanukkah. Along those lines, during Hanukkah, it is proper to strengthen ourselves in the areas of learning Torah, davening, prayer, and gemulot chasadim, acts of kindness. It is customary to give extra tzedakah on the days of Hanukkah, especially to support poor people who spend their lives dedicated to learning Torah. One of our sages expounds on this based on the Zohar HaKadosh and the writings of the Ari, that one who is lax in giving of tzedakah all year round can rectify the harm this laxity caused by increasing his or her tzedakah on Hanukkah, especially if giving to support those who learn or study Torah. Learn or teach Torah. It is a crying shame that most of us, after lighting and singing a few songs, leave the presence of the candles and run to our latkes, our sufganiyot, our dairy dishes. There are tremendous spiritual segulot, treasures to be gained from hanging around amranoras and contemplating the significance of the lights. In this teaching of Hanukkah, we have followed our custom of providing nightly meditations to help us to internalize the flames and to find personal meaning on each day. The contemplations track the cheshbon, the accounting of the numbers 25, 6, 7, 8, 9, 31, and 2. Here's the order for each day's work. Know that in each Jewish month, there are 4 weeks. The first weeks, this is according to the Rashash, one of our sages from the 1800s, I believe. The first week stands for the energy of Abba, Father, and the Sefirah of Chachma, Wisdom. The second week stands for the energy of Ima, Mother, and Bina, Understanding. The third week stands for the energy of Zeranpin, the lesser presence, or the sun, and Tiferet, harmony, bridging. The fourth week stands for the energy of the Nukva, the female, and the Malchut, kingdom, sovereignty, receiving, manifesting. This is the main week of Hanukkah. The 30th day of the month stands for the energy of the inner vessels of Arikanpin, the greater presence, and the Keter, the crown. The first day of the month stands for the energy of lighter vessels, of Arikan Pin and Keter. The first day of the month stands for the energy of the outer vessels of Arikan Pin and Keter. The second day of the month stands for the energy of Chesed, kindness of Abba, and Chachmah. On each day of Hanukkah, we reveal the particular energy of that day, of the month. We do not dwell too long on the mystical connection. It is suggested that there are deep secrets to be revealed on this level. We then give over the holy correlations noted by the great Sephardic sage, Rabbi Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, called the Ben Ish Chai. After this information, we then provide two types of meditations to be employed while you gaze at the light candles. Tonight, or the two meditations, the first one is called Kit Boni Dut, and this concerns the discussions we gave over concerning the numbers of the day, the day's numbers, which you'll see below as we go through each day, day by day, and solicits your kicking over in your head what that information means to you. Kit Boni Dut translated as meditation. This is a more complex type of Kabbalistic intention, usually based on gematria or numerology and yichudim, spiritual unifications. These are to be done in thought only, save for when words are asked to be spoken. It is our sincere prayer that the cheshbon, cheshbonai, the accounting of Hanukkah, leads you to a cheshbon hanefesh, a spiritual accounting, ultimately bringing you to teshuvah shlema, a complete return to your true self. The Sefer Cheshbon Chashbonai for the first candle, the 25th day of the month of Kislev. Tiferet of the Nukva of the month of Tiferet of Zeranpin. The harmony of receiving tonight, the first night of Hanukkah, falls on the 25th day of the month of Kislev. We meditate on 25 as it is our accounting of the Cheshbon Chashmonai, the accounting of the Chashmonium miracle of Hanukkah. Amazingly, the word Hanukkah can be parsed as Chanu Kaf He. They rested on the 25th. This would refer to the respite from battle that the warriors enjoyed on the 25th day of Kislev, after defeating their enemies. Even more amazing is the fact that the 25th of the 42 journeys placed the Jews camped with Chashmona. Hanukkah begins on the 25th day of the month of Kislev, and the Maccabees were Chashmonaim. The Ben Ish Chai has noted several correlations relating to the number 25. The unification of Hashem's great name that we say twice, once in the morning and once at night, in the Shema Yisrael, has 25 letters. The holy name Yud Hey Yud, which totals 25, and for the holy name Hey Yud Yud, which totals 25. The lights of the five chasadim, which each includes the other, fives times five, which total 25. And I am adding, do you know where the five chasadim and the five givorot come from and get sent to? The letters of the third priestly blessing, Yisa Hashem panav alecha v'ayisaim lecha shalom, has 25 of the 60 letters. The merit of Yotam ben Uzziahu, who was king in Judah for 25 years. The merit of the prophet Hizkiyahu, or the king Hizkiyahu, who was king in Judah for 25 years. The secret of the three unifications of Havayah, Echye, which is 47, Havayah Elohim, which is 112, and Havayah Adonai, which is 91. These three total 250, the gematria of the letter Ner, as taught in the earlier classes, which we will do tomorrow morning. The Kavanot for the Hitboninut, 25 is spelled Kafe, and would be pronounced Ko. The Holy Zohar says that Ko stands for the Shekhinah, the indwelling divine presence of God. When prophets would prophesy, they would say, Ko Amar Hashem, thus says Hashem. This Ko, this Gematria 25, would be the still small voice inside us. The divine presence dwells within us. Build me a sanctuary, and I will dwell inside them, promised our Lord in the building of the Mishkan. And this is what we promised to our ancestors and to us. On Hanukkah, which means dedication, we need to rededicate our internal menorah, our mindful and taking stock of our life. We need to rebuild a place for the holy to dwell, a place inside our heart. God is not out there somewhere. She, the divine feminine, symbolized by the menorah, rests within us. The Hitbonidut, the final correlation mentioned by the Ben Ish Chai, for 25 forms the main kavanot for the word ner in the blessing of Hanukkah, lichadnik ner Hanukkah. Stare at the first candle we lit. Meditate on that ner, the candle, is an abbreviation for nefesh and ruach, the two lower levels of soul. Pledge to dedicate your physical and emotional energies to stay present and intentional. Now do the following yichud, unification, and feel the light flow through your body. There are 25 letters in the following three weavings of holy names. Havayah and Echye, Yud Aleph, Hey, Hey, Vav Yud, Hey, Hey. This stands for the Keter, the crown on top of your head. Havayah and Elohim, Yud Aleph, Hey Lamed, Vav Hey, Hey Yud, Mem Sofit. This stands for your emotions, as well as for your marriage of your right and left brains. And Havayah and Adonai, Yud Aleph Hey Dalet Vav Nun Hey Yud. This stands for the integration of body, soul, your arms, torso, legs, genitals, and feet. The marriage of Tiferet of Malchut intend that the total of all three names is 250, and that of Ner, and that's also 10 times the 25, the first day. 10 is always a complete structure. Feel the power of the 25, the Ko, the Shekhinah flowing through your body, as you yourself are now a Ner, a candle for Hanukkah, a Hanukkah candle, rededicating yourself in body and soul. And may we all say, Amen. We'll start on the 26th tomorrow evening. Does anyone have any questions? Our next class will be at about 20 minutes from now at 10 o'clock East Coast time, 7 o'clock West Coast time, 9 o'clock Central Time, and 8 o'clock Mountain Time. I wish you all a Shavua Tov, a good week, Chag Sameach, a happy holiday, a Hanukkah Sameach, a connection to the Organuz through the lighting of the candle. Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov. Hope to see you in a little while.
Shalom.
Shalom.